This is a Triple J podcast.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
Yes, sir. Friday morning, you hear that theme and you've got to know something's coming, for God's sake. It went for 40 seconds. What could it be? Like a Virgin, an original, a cover from an act that you know and love. And Jesus Christ, it's been a wild 12 months. We had to say good morning to Royal Otis and say, can you do a Like a Virgin for us? They've gracefully and graciously said, absolutely. Welcome to the Like a Virgin studio.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Jesus. I mean, where do we start? You know, this is really a big last 12 months. You know, we read your names out as the ARIA-nominated breakthrough artist. You were nominated for that. You've had so many festival lineups announced, performed. You've been overseas. You got this new album. Is there one moment that kind of stands out as like a moment that made you go, oh, shit, like this is getting quite real now?
Belgium,
yeah. What happened in Belgium?
We just expected no one to be there, and there was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
It was just nice. And then that was like the start of a tour.
The whole tour was kind of a massive surprise.
Yeah.
That must be such a cute feeling. Like, because I do comedy, and like when I go do gigs, like sometimes you rock up and there really is like one person in like a dingy bar. But I know that feeling of rocking up, and then it's like, damn, we've got a show on our hands.
Yeah.
Times exponentially. The feelings you would feel inside your body.
It was, I throw up.
Really?
Yeah, I get really sick.
Do you get really sick from like, what would you call it? From nerves? Is it nerves?
Yeah, babe. I throw up before every show.
Are you used to it, Otis? Are you like holding the hair back?
It's like half an hour before, and then you just like, if you're in a green room, you just hear just like.
I'm a violent vomiter.
It's so brutal. I also experienced it in the hotel room.
I'm a violent, like I scream. Like, when I throw up, I scream. Like I'm dying.
What does it kind of sound like, roughly?
Sounds like when he sings.
Can I just say, I'm the partner to a violent vomiter. And in the beginning, it's really scary. Like, they're going to die.
Yeah.
And then now, like 4 years in, I'm just patting his back, like, you'll be right,
yeah,
man.
Like,
but some people just are loud vomiters.
Yeah, it was kind of traumatic at the start.
Time to do a show. Yeah. Put on your happy faces. Royal's been vomiting up their guts.
What do you say to people that go like, oh, if you're nervous, it just means you care about it, while you're there violently heaving up your guts?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been told to eat a violet crumble. And also, violet crumbles are hard to find.
Totally.
These days.
That's they're phased out or something.
Yeah. But when I did that, I worked out that that was just a placebo. And when I threw up, like, violet crumbles are really sharp.
Oh, God.
And so it was just like
shards of
way worse.
Chopping up your esophagus on the way back out.
That person had it out for you.
Yeah.
Well, happy Friday morning. We've been talking about vomit all morning with Royal Otis. I mean, on a lighter note, you're on the FC 24 video game soundtrack. Oh, yeah. That must feel wild.
Stoked. That's like a dream. That was actually probably my highlight of the year.
Dude, because you see TikToks that'll be like, you know, the best tracks from each year of these games. Like, people really, it attaches a memory for people. They're like, that was the summer I was like grinding. Like, are you like a fan of
I played a lot of FIFA when I was young and loved the soundtracks always. Yeah. I think when we first met, I was like, Troy, like getting on FIFA would be
No way.
Yeah.
What happens? Who calls you? Is it David Beckham or like?
Beckham does, Beckham. Yeah. And Ronaldinho.
I got a call from Victoria.
In Brazil. Yeah.
Ooh la la.
Fifth time in a row. Yeah.
Wow. Well, then all that into a Like a Virgin. Let's freaking get it, Royal Otis. I mean, we've got to start with an original before we get to the much awaited cover. What are you going to play for us this morning?
Fried rice.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We want that.
The working title was Violet Crumble, but it ended up going to Fried Rice. So
it's much easier to get up.
Yeah. Less sharp on the way up. 0439757555. Let us know where you are, what you're thinking. We're going to get that cover after 8 o'clock, but right here, Royal Otis in the Triple J Like a Virgin Studios. This is Fried Rice. Whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
Oh, you'll take it. Shall we? We'll be right back.
getting serious when Royal Lotus show up and say, we want to play our original first. And we say, that's how we normally do it. It's Triple J, Bryce and Conchetta, fried rice on this Friday morning. Deary me, Royal Lotus, no vomiting. So must not be too nervous, which is
I had my hands out in a cup ready for you.
You didn't see me in the
see
Uber.
See his pockets.
Yeah. You haven't smelt my shoes.
Well, you must be feeling such like, are you like a well-oiled machine at this point? Like, do you ever just sometimes while you're on stage start thinking about other stuff now?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like I just start thinking about, I don't know, even know what I think about, but I definitely catch myself being like, fuck, you're not thinking
Mario
about
Kart.
You're not, yeah. Fortnite. No, you're not thinking about the actual song, so I've got to get back into it.
I mean, it's
and then miss a section or sing a wrong lyric, and then you're like,
Yeah, snap back to reality.
I mean, we're all guilty of doing that, but I honestly never get old or never not be surprised when a musician, you're like bashing it out and you're thinking of like Mario Kart. I can't get over that. You can just drop out. I feel like so many fans would be like, no way, you just seem and look
he
so
was looking
present.
At me.
it's muscle memory. As soon as like you go, like you obviously get nervous at the start, then it just starts going just like.
Yeah, wow.
It's just one big panic fit.
I was going to say, sorry, Otis, do you not get nervous?
Do get nervous.
But it doesn't come out in vomiting. Is there another way?
I feel like I get sometimes, I've gotten better, but used to get a little bit quiet and just like think about it before, but now I'm getting better at it.
Yeah, I thought he was like hell cool. I was like, what the, why is he just like, he's so chill. I'm screaming my lungs out, vomiting.
Yeah.
And he's like looking all chill and he's like, yeah, yeah. And then I spoke to his mate and his mate's like, man, he gets so nervous before those festival shows. Wow. I was like, are you serious, dude?
Do you know what? That's kind of like,
slack.
That was kind of like us before presenting that ARIA award that you were nominated for. I feel like you were quite vocal and I was like just standing
there.
I mean,
that's our whole lives like as co-hosts. Like I'm every emotion, everything I wear
you
on my sleeve.
You guys must have been pretty nervous for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling everyone, they're like, hi, I'm like, I'm really nervous. I'm about to present an award for the first time.
So I'm just showing you which way to go.
Yeah. And Bryce is chill as hell, but I'm sure deep down you're nervous.
Well, you called out the wrong name.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah, we're still paying the price for that. You know, it happens to the best of us, but we are here doing Like a Version. We've got Royal Lotus in the building. And guys, we're getting your cover very soon, but we'll have a clue just to start thinking about what it's going to be. And we want to hear people text in here. So what's the clue? What can you tell us?
The clue is Party of Crows.
There you go. Oh my God. 043975755. What the hell is a Party of Crows got to do with a song? Let us know. Text us. And we'll find out what it is right after this on Triple J.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go. Why don't you come over,
baby? I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Version.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
It's Bryce and Conchetta with you on Triple J. Friday morning, we're doing Like a Version. Royal Otis are in the spot. And if you missed it, we've been given a clue. Could you just remind us one more time what your clue is for the cover this morning?
The clue is A Party of Crows.
God, get that audiobook coming soon, surely. 043975755. Let us know if you know what it might be. This is obviously, we've been such a big year for Royal Lotus. We've been talking about it, and it's going to get even crazier. You know, the debut album is dropping, and then we've got a bunch of shows. And I've heard that you're going to be sort of temporarily living in Latvia.
Yeah.
What's the Latvia
connection
spot all about? Yeah.
God knows.
I have no idea.
What do you mean?
We're
you
just
have
being
no
sent
idea?
There. We're just
yeah.
Because this is it a friend of yours that you're going to be staying with?
A friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend.
Whoa. God, what did you just like put on Instagram? Anyone got a house in Europe or something? And this is what came up? Like,
this is much more random.
Have you had any wild like culture shock when you've been overseas? Because you got the US as well on the cards too. Is there
It's been all right. Like actually the best thing also in Belgium was this wasn't like a culture shock really, but it was like shockingly cool. You could get like any photo printed onto the top of your Guinness pint.
Oh yeah right, I've seen that.
Yeah. It was genius because I bought so many pints of Guinness.
Yeah. And,
Just an excuse.
Yeah. Hey, quickly. I mean, we've got to get to this cover, but while you're here, this is pretty exciting. Otis, you're a skater, right?
Yeah. In okay. my part, I don't, not as much anymore. But
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what if I told you that we'll be speaking to the Tony Hawk?
Will you?
Yeah, he's in Australia. He's doing these, like, it's kind of like a live, I guess, like Q&A type thing. I was wondering, sick. What would you ask Tony Hawk?
Ask him how it feels not to be Rodney Mullen.
Mmm, that's spicy. Okay.
Probably good, I reckon.
Yeah. with his bank.
Nah, yeah, that's sick.
Here on Triple J for Like a Version. You're with Bryce and Concetta. We've got Royal Otis in the building. You said the clue was Party of Crows. What the hell is a Party of Crows all about?
A group of crows is called a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're partying, they're on a dance floor.
Uh-huh.
Bingo,
we're talking
bingo, huh?
Maybe a bit of murder on the dance floor?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe that's just it.
Sorry.
Barry.
This is a song that I think makes me and probably anyone listening being like, as if this has not been covered before. What a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, I think this might, Timmy was like, I think this has been done. And we're like, let's double check.
Apparently not.
Is this at all with the Saltburn connection? You know, it's all around the spot?
A little bit, because Barry made it cool. Yeah. Barry's a cool guy.
You guys watch Saltburn?
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought beautiful. It was chill.
What did you say?
It's a beautiful, but beautiful.
I haven't seen it. No spoilers. No spoilers.
Okay. It was beautifully shot, but it was interesting. I
think it's like everyone's shocked by it, but it's because the people who are going to see it haven't seen shocking films before.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all good.
I think part of it, for me at least, was like, I think by certain points, like, we get it, Jacob Elordi is attractive.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
all these lens flare shots.
Yeah,
boring. All right. But look, we do digress. Is that purely why you chose this song? Is there any other connection, or is it just like, it's a great song?
Got played a lot when I was younger.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nostalgic.
Beautiful. Reminds me of my girlfriend's family. They play it a bunch.
That's what we're looking for. We wanted the deep personal connection. We got him. This will make headlines. Yeah. Otis dedicates this Like a Version to his girlfriend.
Daily Mail, soak it up.
He's absolutely whipped this guy.
Suck it out of the bathwater, Daily Mail. You got your scoop, all right?
That's a spoiler.
I mean, from a shocking film, we're going to get into this shocking Like a Version from Royal Otis covering Sophie Ellis-Bex's Murder on the Dance Floor. Whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along and let me say.
We had to wait this long for it to be covered. It's beautiful. Royal Lotus are in the building covering for Like a Virgin, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor. It's synthy, it's smooth. And I'll tell you what, we got toes tapping. We got toes tapping in here.
It was so dreamy. I kept picturing it felt like it was deserved to be in an indie movie like a Juno or something. I thought it was so...
Like a Saltburn.
Yeah.
Re-release Saltburn, put this in. And we were all listening, pretending we were Otis's girlfriend, listening to it through her ears.
What if we, you know, there's been a recent development actually in the world. Taylor Swift found G-Flips, Like a Virgin, just recently covering Taylor Swift. Could we, who do we spam? Jacob Elordi? To get Jacob Elordi to give this one a shout out?
Baz, Jacob.
Baz would be, both of them.
If I get a call from Sophie, I'll be stoked.
I was going to say, do you want to send them a little message right here? Because you just killed it. Like, you should be very, very proud. So I feel like this could be the one moment to talk right down the line to whether it's Baz, Jacob, Sophie.
Baz, you're looking good, man. You're killing it. You hold the camera. You stole the show. Get real, mate. Thank you. Thank you.
An irresistible olive branch just raised out there.
He's going to come running into the studio to meet you.
Can't wait. Sure.
I want one from you, Otis. Why don't you say a message to Sophie?
Oh, that was plenty, I think.
Yeah, you're getting shy, but you've already done the cover,
this
mate.
This is a cameo, mate.
Can't say too much more.
Now, look, guys, thank you so much for making the time. I know it's such a busy time to be Royal Otis right now. Don't forget that debut album, Prats, it's literally moments away. We're talking the 16th of February, and then in February, a bunch of shows kick off. You can check the Royal Otis website for all that information. And if you happen to be in the US, for God's sake, if you happen to be overseas, you literally, this whole year is about just flying, touring.
Yeah.
We're going to let you get the hell out of here. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
The Triple J app. If you don't have it, well, that's your problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Watch this week's Like a Virgin, catch up on all the latest Triple J content, and listen back to your favourite shows. Or tune in to Triple J, Double J, or Unearthed Live to discover even more music. The Triple J app. Download it now.